Welcome to Rebel Health Radio, bringing the best in alternative and integrative medicine to your ears.
Hey, it's Patricia Warby here, and another in my vlogs on microdosing Iboga. And I'm on week five, and week five, it's so interesting. I haven't had any major revelations this week. I've had some strange dreams, but not feeling like they're of emotional content. This morning was just a weird random one where I'm kind of waiting for something to happen, and it feels like it's going to be okay. So I suppose maybe that does have a message. It's just different this week. The other major change, I suppose, has been weight loss, which I don't know if you can tell from week one, which would be 5 weeks ago. I haven't weighed myself this morning, actually, but I weighed myself before the weekend. In other words, about 4 days ago, and I'd lost 5, maybe 6 pounds, which is astonishing because I've not done anything different. I've not changed my diet. I'm eating exactly the same as I was before. I just noticed when I looked in the mirror, I thought, do you know, I look like my face has lost a bit of weight. And so my theory that this is detoxing me is probably right, because for women, most of your fat is, we have more fat than men to start with. And then your fat is really a storage organ for fat soluble toxins, including environmental chemicals, PCBs, plastics, some of the pesticides and herbicides that are routinely sprayed on crops, and kind of a bioaccumulate in your body. And they tend to do that in fat cells. And because women have more, they were born with more fat cells when we're born, we tend to have more body fat. And as we age, the fat cells just increase in size as they need to do more work to keep the body well. They've got to store these toxins if the body can't metabolize them out of the system. And I think what possibly happened with me was that I started to metabolize them. That's what the Iboga did in weeks 1, 2, and 3, probably more in 2 and 3. I really noticed it, that I just started to, I felt really rough, to be fair. But you know, once it's out of your body, it's out of your body. It's fantastic news. And then your body doesn't need so much fat to store the toxins that it's got rid of. And so a lot of problems that women face around my time of life, as they say, are, you know, weight gain, brain fog, hot flashes, those kinds of things in menopause. And, you know, they're not normal in the sense of they are a response to menopause. They are a response to menopause in the kind of society we live in, where women have a lot of toxins. They also have a lot of stress, which doesn't help. Emotional stress, and, you know, carrying the burden of jobs and families. And, you know, it's well known women tend to carry a deeper stress burden in some ways than men do, because we are we're more emotional, and we tend to hold the emotions for other people. So, and stress chemistry is such that the hormones also need to be detoxified out of the body, and that often fails because you're not menstruating, so you're again accumulating more and more and more. Okay, so it's been very interesting to kind of think about how this could be the answer to menopausal symptoms. Maybe, I mean, I'm not saying that seriously in the sense of we need to immediately stop taking HRT or whatever. Not that I'm on it, but some women are. But we maybe need to investigate that. Maybe there need to be studies done to see if microdosing can actually help these kinds of physical symptoms in middle-aged women, because it's a massive burden, actually. And it's only recently been recognized, hasn't it, that, you know, menopausal symptoms can be really bad, and they affect women at work particularly, and can't function well. Particularly with the brain fog, which is brain inflammation. That's what that is. You know, detoxing could be the answer. However you do that, this is certainly, it's easier than juicing. I can tell you that much. When I've done juicing, that's such a faff doing the juices, and it can be quite radical, the effect it has. And this is more gentle, it seems. Yes, it was tough in the beginning, but I was obviously very toxic and I didn't realize. I'm sure if I did this more gently every now and again, I'd have less of a burden to get rid of. So far, very impressed with this whole protocol. Seems very easy to manage in your normal life. I don't notice anything on the days I've taken the little capsule. It's just like a normal supplement. That was yesterday. Today is my middle day, and tomorrow will be my completely off day, and then I'll do another one. And I've got a, probably enough for another 2 months. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop at 6 weeks, which will be next week. That'll be my final week. Take a break, and maybe try something else. But maybe keep hold of those little tablets and try again maybe in the autumn. So it's a very flexible system and seems, well, amazing, really. I don't know if other people have had a different experience, and please do put in the chat if you have. But it might be something to have a try with, and let me know what you find. So anyway, that's my update for today. Short and sweet, but plenty to muse on there, about how it might help people, particularly women in middle age, as opposed to just being something that young people do. So I will let you know next week, my final week. All right, take care, everyone. Bye for now. Bye.
Hey, hope you enjoyed listening to Rebel Health Radio. Do subscribe and look forward to catching you soon.